Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I don't believe it would be fitting to let today's devotion go by without a remembrance of 9/11. 19 years ago now, the sacrifice of so many who rushed into the Twin Towers, who were on airplanes. And I think of those specifically that brought an airplane down that was intended to do more destruction than simply those that were on them. But the lives that were lost of people just going about business, traveling, thinking nothing of getting on an airplane and going to whatever their destination was to be, of going to work in their office, and especially those that responded to the calls from the fire departments and the police officers and the emergency workers who were there to help. And so many that lost their lives serving. Today we live in a time, in a world, in a country that is politically divided. And it feels like that those in charge of almost everything, of political structures, of media, are doing everything in their power to divide us even further. So many stories out there of good and of goodness, of good people doing good things, of people loving their neighbors, of people helping the hurting, of people reaching across differences and finding common ground. They exist all around us, but we don't hear those. We don't see those on the news because it doesn't seem to fuel the agenda that is being driven. Today, as we spend time with God, we're continuing in the devotional journal, Watch Your Mouth, Choosing Words Which Honor Christ. And I would say that those choice of words is so important in the choice of words we use and the choice of words we allow into our mind. Today's specific topic is to choose guarded words. The psalmist says, ask God to put a guard over my mouth, to set a guard over the doors to my lips. And as we consider the heroes of 19 years ago, I think some of the heroes of today are not only those that rush in to help, but those that spread guarded words, words that benefit those who hear and read. You see, when we share the latest Facebook meme or post or story that matches what we cling to, is it promoting healing or is it adding to the divide? You see, it's not something that we absolutely have to share everything that we know. And we definitely don't need to be sharing every thought that crosses our mind. And yet social media gives us that ability, and it almost begs for us. To share whatever we think, regardless of the impact that it will have on someone else. You see, choosing guarded words says, I want my words to be that which benefits those who hear or those who read. I want my words to honor Christ. I want my words to bring healing and not destruction. We all say foolish things, I suspect. I know I do at times. And yet when we spread the foolishness of others, because we want them to look foolish, we're not honoring Christ. Every political candidate I've ever known in the years that I've lived have said foolish things. And every time, and it doesn't matter which side of the fence that you dwell on politically, the other side is going to do everything in its power to spread the fact that that other guy said this stupid thing. Never mind that your guy or my guy or whoever we support or don't have also said foolish things. It's one of the frustrating things I have about the political campaigning season. There seems to be no guard on the words. Political advertisement after political advertisement has become very little other than telling us why the other candidate is a horrible person. And I believe that helps to fuel this political divide, because we've been convinced for months that the other guy's horrible, and if he wins, well, we know, because we've been told that we have a horrible person in office. And that's been true regardless of which party wins which contest. But what about you and me? I don't control the news outlets. I control somewhat a small piece of social media and a small circle of influence, relatively speaking. I know the broadcast is seen and heard places that I never dreamed of being seen and heard at. But it's us. It's you and me doing the right thing. You see, the divisiveness is being broadcast, for one thing, because it sells. It attracts people. It comforts us to some extent that we're right and the other guy's wrong. But it also fuels our anger. It fuels our discontentment. It fuels the things in us that God has told us to crucify, to empty ourselves of. So not only do we guard the words we use, it's important that we guard the words we allow in. I really don't watch the news anymore. I'm very selective in the sources that I use to keep up to date and to search out for sources that are as objective as we possibly can be as humans. I don't want or need political commentary by newscasters. And I certainly don't need it by social media friends. Not the way that it's being done in this generation. In this time period, I'm not talking about a specific generation of people. I'm talking about today. We're not very objective when it comes to the issues. And we're very quick as a culture to attack a person when we disagree with their beliefs. And our guarded words say, I will not do that. I will view and treat and talk about that person as one that God has created in His image. You've probably heard me say that on this broadcast before, but to me, the big issue is the one group that cannot speak for themselves. That's the children that are dying before they're born. They're alive. They're children. They have all of the characteristics of a day-old baby. They've just not been given a chance to fully live life. And there's nothing they can do or say about it. And so any candidate that supports abortion, I will not vote for. You're killing children. That's unacceptable. But to then go and not guard my words and start attacking candidates is, well, it's sinful. You see, God has called us to represent Jesus. And He says, in doing so, we choose words that are guarded. Not words that are deceptive, not words that we hold back information to deceive somebody. But we become careful so that the words that we do use are words that build up, are words that encourage, are words that give value to every person, regardless of what they believe, regardless of what their skin looks like, regardless of what their bank account looks like, regardless of what their dwelling looks like. We use words that give every one of them value because they have been created in the image of God. And to speak up, God says that we need to speak up for the oppressed, for the helpless, for those who have no voice. And to do so with guarded words so that we're in our speaking up for them, that we're not diminishing the value of others. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to ask God to help you examine the words that you typically use, whether spoken or typed or shared in whatever fashion. And ask Him, as the psalmist asked, to set a guard over your lips, over your mouth, over the words that come from you. But to also set a guard over the words that you allow in. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You. Thank You for being a God that loves us and values us no matter what we look like, no matter what we've done, no matter how anyone else sees us. Father, today I pray and I think specifically of those who serve our police, our firefighters, our emergency medical people. Those whose very nature of their job calls upon them to rush into situations that most of us would want to avoid. I think of the friends that I have personally that are firefighters, are police officers, are EMTs. And as I do often, I pray that you would watch over and protect them. Father, I pray for our nation, that we would look back today and remember the sense of unity as our national leaders gathered and sang together, calling upon you to bless America. Father, may we look back upon that time and realize how far we've fallen and how divided we've become. Father, as I pray for children today, I pray specifically about those who are not given a chance for full life. Who are killed before they're ever out of their mother's womb. Father, for those who feel that that's their only option, I pray that you would surround them with hope, that they would choose life, and that you would support them and encourage them, and that they would know the value that they have as well as the value that their child has. Father, even in the situation of abortion, may we guard our words and how we speak, recognizing for many that it's a choice that the rhetoric of today has left them feeling they have very little options. So, Father, as you lay out the choices, may we see more clearly how to guard our words so that they're beneficial to all who hear. That peace and love and unity and life would be priorities. Father, may we be more deliberate about looking for and sharing the good news of the good that people are doing. May our guarded words be words that promote unity, words that promote healing, words that promote peace and understanding. Words that represent Jesus well, that point to Him as the way, the truth, and the life. Father, today as I pray, I ask that you would help us to examine the things that we share that are not things that which are good and noble. May we view those that we agree with and those that we disagree with as individuals created in your image. And may we be careful not to puff up those that we agree with, nor tear down those that we disagree with. Father, may Jesus be honored by our words today. May you set that guard upon our lips, upon our keyboards, upon every aspect of how we use words, so that Jesus would be lifted up and many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.